Hello and welcome to Pardes from Jerusalem, the podcast series from the Pardes Institute of Jewish Studies in Jerusalem. I'm Larry Kluger, a Pardes alum. This week, Vayikra. This week, also a couple programming notes. The first is, please accept my apologies and regrets for the delay in getting this podcast out to you. Our goal is to have it earlier in the week. Also, I want to call your attention to the blog of the students of Pardes. The name of the blog is These and Those. It's available from the URL theseandthose, all one word, theseandthose.pardes.org. Quite interesting blog post, and I urge you to check it out. I've also included a link to it in the show notes. This week, Rabbi James Jacobson Mizels discusses Vayikra. Rabbi James Jacobson Mizels is a faculty member at Pardes. His focus is Jewish mysticism. And now, Rabbi Jacobson Mizels.
Thank you, Larry. Today, on Parshat Vayikra, the beginning of the book of Leviticus, we're going to be looking at a drasha by Rabbi Clonimus Kalman Shapira, the Rebbe of the Warsaw Ghetto, from his book Esh Kodesh, Holy Fire, Sacred Fire, which is a collection of drashot which were given in the Warsaw Ghetto during the war. The work is an extraordinary example of Hasidic drashot, Hasidic teachings in psychology and theology, and of course we always have to keep in mind the terrible and painful context of the drashot he's giving. And in particular, in this drasha, we're going to explore how he tries in a certain way to respond to the suffering that is being experienced by the Jews in the ghetto, and teaches a mode of spiritual resistance for them to attempt to cope with and be in some way with the suffering they're experiencing. So he begins, V'yikra el Moshe. The beginning of our Parsha, the beginning of the book of Leviticus, and God called to Moshe. Upiresh Rashi, l'chol dibrot v'chulei, kadma kriya l'shon chiba. And Rashi explained in the verse that every time God speaks to Moshe, he preceded the speaking with this calling, a kriya, which he says is the language of love, of belovedness. That is, this calling to Moshe indicates God's love for Moshe before he actually starts to tell Moshe whatever particular thing, particular revelation he's about to tell him. Lashon shemalachei asharim mishtamshim bo shneimar v'kara zeh al zeh v'amar kadosh 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 asher v'shavod mehalo kol ha'aretz kvoda. And he says this is the same language with the heavenly angels use, but they also use this language of karav, kriya, when it says, and they call one to the other saying, holy, 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 the Lord of hosts is holy. He fills the whole earth with his glory. So the same language of love is used by the angels. But tzrich lamar, lama mefresh Rashi zot b'kriya zo, v'lo b'snesh ne'mar v'yikra elav Elokim. V'chem b'kabat ha'Torah shekatuv v'yikra Hashem l'Moshe. And he says, we also have to ask, how come Rashi makes his comment here on this verse? And why not on the kriya, the same language, the same root to call, the calling which happens here, and not the one which happened at the burning bush, when it says, God called unto him. And so too at the reception of Torah, where it's written, and God called to Moshe. That is, why does he specify this particular place to work on this language of Kriya? So the Pizestner starts with one series of explanations, a short explanation which we're going to skip, and then move on to his major explanation which takes up the rest of the drasha. And he says, Or afshar ki v'kara ze el ze mitargamim mikablin dein midein. K'mo shekatuv u'va l'tzion. It says, well, it's possible to explain it thus. This calling, one to the other of the angels, is translated into Aramaic as they receive one from the other. As it's written in the prayer, u'va l'tzion, that we say at the ending part of the morning service. V'ita b'tikune zora kadosh. Tikuna yudtet, shasha milachim mikablin dein midein, Yisrael gormim lahem, kad mikablin da min da, bein baraita, bein b'mona, ayin sham. And he says, well, there's an explanation in the Tikune Zohar, in the 19th Tikkun, which says that when the angels receive one from the other, this Aramaic term, mikablim dein midein, that actually it's Israel who causes this. Israel the one in their theurgic acts, Kabbalistically, who caused this reception of the angels one from the other. And they do it when Israel receives one from the other, whether in Torah or in money. That is, whenever one Jew give something to another Jew. It may be wisdom, it may be some insight into Torah, it may be teaching them Torah, it may be money, it may be a present. Whatever one gives to another, that causes a parallel giving and receiving on high. V'lo rak shenonim ze laze tzedakah v'gemilut chasidim mekablim dei midein, rak gam kshomea ish mitzarot Yisrael v'oseh kol ma sheyachol la'asot letovatam. ובכלל ליבו נשבר בקרבו, והאדם נקפא בגידיו, ומלב נשבר עושה תשובה לשם, וגם יבלל עליו יברך בעד ישראל. גם זאת קבלה היא שמקבלים די מדיים. שהוא מקהל בהם שמירת הלב ותשובה, והם ממנו רחמנות ופעולות טובות שעושה להם. So he says something very interesting. He says, and you shouldn't think that this giving and receiving I'm talking about is only tzedakah, it's only charity or works of loving kindness. You know, giving somebody money or clothes or food, that kind of giving. It's also when a person simply hears about the suffering of Israel, hears the suffering of a fellow Jew, listens to their pain, and he does whatever he can to help them, to benefit them. And in general, just the fact that his heart is broken and that his blood is frozen in his veins. And from this brokenheartedness, he does tshuva, he repents to God, and he also prays for the person suffering and for the sake of Israel. He prays in order to try to heal Israel. And this too is the receiving of one to another, this parallel of the receiving of the angels, and which causes this receptiveness of the angels above. Because he receives from the person telling him of his pain a broken heart and tshuva. It's really beautiful that what he receives, the sort of gift he receives, is actually the brokenheartedness, the compassionate identification with the other person's pain, and repentance, the ability from that compassionate identification to recognize where he has made mistakes and gone wrong, and how he can now return to the divine. That very soft-heartedness with which the Bezetzner talks about often, the open-heartedness of listening to another's pain, brings him back in tshuva, brings him back in repentance. And they receive from him, from the one who listened, compassion and good deeds that he does to them. That is, whatever deeds, in particular deeds, he tries to do to help them in their suffering. But again, it's interesting to notice, the deed itself is crucial, but also simply the very emotion, the turn of compassion toward the person is itself a kind of reception and giving between these two human beings. And also to the prayer which he prays for them. That praying too is a giving to the other. And he causes this reception above from one to the other. So material goods is one way of giving. The teaching of Torah is another way of giving and receiving. But here too, simply the ability to be with another human being in their suffering, to listen to their suffering, to receive it inside, and to respond with compassion, that too produces the parallel relationship above, and it produces a compassionate give and take between the angels above, a compassionate give and take in the divine realm. That is, the compassion that we express down here below has reverberations on high, and eventually, as we will see, those reverberations then, in return, are mirrored down here below. V'hine anachnu kibalnu mei malachim baruch shen kavod malchuto li'olam ba'ed kamo shekatuv. And then he tells us, well, we know that we receive this phrase that we say, right, in the Shema. Blessed be the name of his glorious kingdom for all eternity. It tells us in the Midrash that we actually received that line from the angels. And he says, V'malachim mekablim eitanu et akriya, shehim ha-mekablim dein midein, kanizkar lemala. And the angels, as we've just discussed, receive from us this kriya, this calling back and forth between them, this give and take, which is the receiving one from the other. Habaroshim kavod machutol yolam ba'ed, shekibanu mei ha-malachim, anu omim belachash. V'akore zeh ozeh shekiblim ha-malachim Yisrael, hem karim bekol. And he says, now this phrase, of course, as we know in the Shema, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuto L'Olam Ve'ed, we say in a whisper. But the calling back and forth of the angels one to another, they say out loud, they say in the voice, as it says in the verse, they call one to another. And as the verse continues, Vayanu amot hasifim mikol hakoreh, and the doorposts shook, they trembled from the voice of the one calling, right? So that this call was not just out loud, but it was tremendous, awesome, majestic, terrifying, powerful. Says, why is this? What is this difference between the fact that we say what we say quietly and the angels say what they say aloud? He says, it's because the calling of one to the other, which is this reception from one to the other of the angels, which they receive from Israel, comes actually from, as he just described above, the pain of Israel. It comes from one person supporting and caring for another. Right, so their call is a parallel of our own call of one to another, a call of our pain to from one of us to another, and the response of compassion from the second to the first. V'libo shel zeh nishbar mitzarot shel zeh, and the heart of one is broken open from the pain of another. K'nizkar lamala, as was mentioned above. V'akriya ba mitoch tzar v'ke'ev hi b'kol. And the calling which comes from suffering and pain is out loud. Of course, we know that. He uses this theme multiple times, that when we're in pain, we simply call out. We call out to be saved. And so too the angels cry out loudly from their compassion for the suffering of Israel. So the first thing to notice before we go on to the angels' response is that we are not alone down here, that our suffering is responded to above, but it is responded to particularly when we respond to that suffering. When we respond with the response, the motion of compassion, when our heart is broken over and broken open, we return in tshuva to the divine, we return in tshuva to that other person, when we can genuinely meet the face of that other person, respond to compassion, both in our heart and in our actions, then that response produces a mirroring effect on high. It produces this response of compassion, of receiving and giving between the angels. And so starts to bring that receiving and giving, that compassionate response back into the world. And what we receive from the angels, the verse, blessed is the name of his glorious kingdom for all eternity, the angels, they don't say it from pain, of course. For, he says, this painful sentence, have angels ever tasted the suffering of Israel at the moment when they beat him, or his shame when they pursue him and disgrace him and disdain him, or his fear and humility at the time when he has no food? This tremendous call where he says, because of course the angels, they don't know our suffering. Our suffering of fear, of terror, of hunger, of disgrace. They don't know our suffering. But perhaps through our call out to them, they can taste in some small portion that suffering. And yet it is not just the angels. For as he continues, Ukshemari Shiaihu Anavi, Betoch Amtames Fatayim Anochi Yoshev, when Isaiah the prophet said, I'm sitting amidst a nation of impure lips, then an angel took a live coal from the altar and touched it to his lips. The Chazal amru shemar kodesh bruch lamalach, ratzot pe shemar delatori albani. And Chazal said that They interpreted that the Holy One said to the angel, burn the mouth of him who defamed my children. Right? Yeshua says that they are tamei svatai, that they have impure lips. And he says, oh, go burn the mouth of one who would say such a thing about my children. V'haliz kar lamala remez lo Hashem shamata et kol ha-koresha l'malachim kol ha-koresha keruza azeh b'chinat mekablin dey midein. Min Yisrael hem mekablim. V'arash ha-gadol ad shena'u amot ha-safim mitzaran shel Yisrael hu. V'ein tuchal ha-mor aleihem dilitoria. And he said it's like what was indicated above, which hinted that God said, you have heard the voice calling out of the angels, calling from one to the other, receiving from one to the other. And this receiving, this calling out, they got it from Israel, from the pain of Israel. And this great sound, this sound which was so great, this great noise, which Isaiah describes, so great that it shook the doorposts, comes from the pain of Israel. And so how can you say about them something bad? How can you say defaming speech about them when they are suffering so much? This is Hashem's critique of Isaiah. How can you critique the Israelites when already they're suffering to such a great extent? But then the Bezetzner continues. V'apasuk meramez ata b'zeh shelo b'levad ha-melachim min kriya Yisrael u'min mekablim dey midein shelahem mekablim et ha-kriya v'et ha-mekablim dey midein shelahem. Rak ki v'yechol gam hu yibarach v'yikra Moshe kriya ha-melachim shelo mekablim dey midein mipnei she'imo anochi b'tzara. But the verse hints, that is the verse we started with, the verse of Vayikra, Vikra el Moshe, that God calling out to Moshe, the same word of calling, which is referenced with the angels. This verse hints now that it's not just the angels who, from the calling out of Israel, and from the receiving back and forth of Israel, the compassionate response of Israel, receive this call, and receive one from another. It is not just that this response is parallel to the angels. It is also, as it were, that also he, may he be blessed, that God, in Vayikra al Moshe, in his calling out to Moshe, is this similar calling of the angels, the receiving one from the other. That is, God also participates in this mutual give and take, this back and forth between Israel and the divine. God also hears our suffering and responds back with the call of compassion. And yet not only does God respond with the call of compassion, but God also receives in our suffering. Just as in the communication and compassion and suffering between two Jews, there is a give and take in both receive and both give. So too in the relationship between us and the divine, there is a giving and receiving on both parts. For as it says in the verse, Imo Anochi Betzara, I am with him in pain. God says he is with the one who calls to him in pain. So our pain does not just reach the angels, the Rebbe says to his congregants. It reaches all the way to the divine. And just as the Jew who hears the pain of his fellow Jew, his heart is broken open and he returns in tshuva, so too this is true of the divine. The divine in hearing our pain has a heart which is broken open, and God returns in tshuva, repents of his failure to help us so far, as we see explained in other drashot in the Ish Kodesh, and returns to save us. And yet, of course, the other side is also true, and this is one of the fundamental insights of the Ish Kodesh, who saw around him the suffering and saw the lack of salvation. That it is God, in a sense, who is calling out to Moshe, Vayikra el Moshe. God expressing God's suffering and pain. And we respond in compassion. In a sense, the divine is trapped with us in this circle and cycle of pain and suffering and oppression. And just as our fellow Jew expresses the pain and also tries to save us from our pain, and yet we are not always entirely successful, it seems here the same is true of the divine. It overflows with compassion. It calls out to us in its own pain. But that does not necessarily mean that salvation can come easily and simply from above. Indeed, the Bezetzner continues. Bet ita ala pasuk v'yikra alav Elokim mitoch hasneh. He says there's a midrash in Shmot on the verse at the burning bush, and God called to him from the bush. Vayomer Moshe Moshe. And he said Moshe Moshe. He said Moses Moses. He says Moses' name twice. Below pasuk tama, without any separation, with no sort of punctuation mark, with no comma, with no separation between them. Just Moshe, Moshe, right? No comma. Kamo ba'Avraham, Avraham, which is unlike the case, that is, there is a comma in the case of when God calls out to Avraham at the Akedah, at the sacrifice of Isaac. He says, Avraham, Avraham. He also says Avraham's name twice. But there is there a psik. There is there a separation, a kind of comma, punctuation mark, between the two sayings of Avraham. And the Midrash asks, well, what's the difference here? Why in Moshe, Moshe, is there no separation? Well, with Avraham, Avraham, there is a separation between the two sayings of his name. Continues, Mashal Adam Shnatan Alav Masui Gadol V'Kore Ploni Ploni Kovai Parok Me'alai Masui Zeh Ein Sham. He says, it's like a person who has a great burden upon him. He's carrying some kind of great burden, great sack. And he calls, so-and-so, so-and-so, come over here and take this burden off of me, right? He calls sort of desperately to somebody else to come and take this burden off his back because he can't carry it anymore. Shebikesh mi Moshe Rabbeinu sheyifrok hamasui me'elav kivyichol mitzaran shel Yisrael. And God requests from Moshe Rabbeinu, the reason there's no pause, there's no separation, is that he says, Moses, Moses, it's a cry of desperation. There's no place for a breath. There's no place to pause. It's not like Avraham, Avraham, where he tells him, oh, pause, Avraham, Avraham. He's settled. He's ready. He's telling him, you don't have to sacrifice your son. But here to Moshe, when he calls him from the bush to help him save Israel, it is a cry of kind of desperation, a cry of immediate need. It's a cry to take off this great burden which is on him, as it were, the burden of the pain of Israel. He calls to Moshe to help him with the pain of Israel. And so this drasha ends on a really extraordinary note. It ends with God actually calling out to Moshe. The meaning of our verse, the meaning of our parsha, is that God is actually calling out to us to remove the burden of the suffering of Israel. God can't do it alone. Just as the tremendous of suffering of Israel and the enslavement in Egypt, God had to call out to Moshe desperately with immediate need to help him save the Israelites. So too the Pia Zetzner says the divine is calling out to us to heal the suffering of Israel. Not only, of course, in the extraordinary circumstances and terrible circumstances in which he gave this drasha, but also in our own experience and lives. When we see the suffering around us, it is not enough to appeal to the divine to save us. But in fact, in our own response of compassion, we cause a mirrored response above. And in the midst of that very suffering, it is the divine who calls out to us to take on the task of healing, to take the burden of the suffering of Israel off of the divine shoulders and take it upon ourselves and bring that healing, that tikkun, into the world.
Thank you, Rabbi. Your comments on the podcast are always appreciated, so please send an email to podcasts@pardesusa.org. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you on the next episode of Pardes from Jerusalem.